Summer is officially over. The first day of autumn came last week. And I, for one, am quite happy about this because the end of summer means the end of the season for what is probably the nastiest creature in the southern ecosystem. I am speaking of the yellowfly. Now, if you've never encountered a yellowfly, then good for you. My wish is that you never have to see one. The yellowfly looks a lot like your common housefly with a couple of distinct differences. First, it is big, about 150% the size of the little flies you swat in your house. The second difference is the color. It is a bright, shocking, almost neon yellow. About 5 years ago, a yellowfly almost ruined a vacation for me. My wife Stacy and I had found a rental cottage a short walk from the beach on Alligator Point, a peninsula south of Tallahassee. When we arrived, we plopped down in some deck chairs, hoping to enjoy a nice breeze off the Gulf. And only a few minutes had passed before I looked down and for the first time in my life saw a yellowfly. No more than a second passed before it bit my hand. The bite drew blood. It hurt something awful and caused my hand to swell up like a balloon. Only steroids from the nearest urgent care clinic saved my vacation. Now, this memory came back to me vividly when Alabama writer Jennifer Cornegay sent me a story about yellowflies, hoping to publish it in the online magazine I edit, Salvation South. She described a yellowfly attack she suffered while hiking in the maritime forest off the Gulf Coast of Alabama. "Ribbons of blood," she wrote, "were running down and pooling in the heel of my flip-flop. I screamed, I swatted, I ran as fast as I could. Those little yellow bleeps pursued me all the way to my car, and when I got there and saw others about to head onto the trail, I shrieked a warning, 'Yellowflies!' That's all it took to put an old couple right back in their Cadillac, to get two buff college boys to toss their bikes back into their truck bed, and to make a mom and dad pile kids back into their van and roll the windows up tight before burning rubber out of the parking lot." Yellowflies are persistent, and they have only one desire, to suck your blood like little vampires. I hate to talk bad about any creature that is native to my beloved South, but there is nothing good to say about yellowflies. The only good news is that we've all got about 9 months to wait before there's a chance of seeing them again. Come visit us at salvationsouth.com.